And I see Jim starting the quarter. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Code Administration Technical Advisory Committee meeting of April 5th, 2024. Excuse me. Just a brief reminder about our teleconference process. Please keep your devices muted. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold, but to use your mute function. Please wait to speak until invited to do so at the appropriate times. And please state your name each time you speak and TAC members when making and seconding motions. Okay, with that, let's go ahead and do a roll call. Commissioner Brown. All right, Bob Boyer.
I'm here, thank you.
Okay, Shane Gerwig.
Here.
Very good. Michael Garacio.
Here.
Commissioner Marker. Kyle Sawchuk.
Present.
All right. Commissioner Schock.
Here.
Commissioner Tolbert.
Here.
All right. Let me double check on those who did not respond to roll call. That would be Commissioner Brown and Commissioner Marker. All right, well, we have 6 of 8, so we do have a quorum.
Commissioner Marker will be excused today.
Okay. So let's see who we have here from DDPR. So I see that we have Alan Burke, who's the commission's new executive director, and welcome to Alan. We have Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, Marlita Peters, and Justin Vogel. And I'm Jeff Blair, the commission's facilitator. And one more time, Chairman Brown, are you here or not? Okay, well, in that case, let's go ahead and get started.
Mr. Brown is joining now. He's an hour behind us. He's jumping on right now.
All right. Well, the first order is to approve the agenda. Today's agenda is to approve the agenda in the minutes and to provide the commission with recommendations on the two tax statements, DS 2002-002 and DS 2024-010, and then take any general comments that we have. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Motion to approve, Warrior.
Okay. Is there a second?
Rossio, second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It's unanimous. Commissioner Brown, do you want to go ahead and do the, I just did the agenda, do you want to do the minutes before turning it back to me for the tax statement?
Sure. Everyone should have gotten their minutes electronically. Do we have any additions or corrections to the minutes? If none, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Schock, move approval.
Warrior, second.
I second, sir.
And a second, is there any further comments? None, let's all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. So, our next item on the agenda is to consider and make recommendations to the commission regarding a request for a declaratory statement, DS 2024-002. Who on staff is going to cover that for us?
I'm going to go ahead and go through the sequencing, and then I'll call through the various votes.
Okay.
So the order, how we're going to proceed is first the petitioner, in this case, Shane Kittendorf, will provide their petition on the deck statement. The petitioner will have 5 minutes, and I'll give a warning at the appropriate times. Then I'll ask if there's any TAC member clarifying questions. And then in this case, Mo Madani, the Commission's Technical Director, will provide staff's analysis. We'll take any clarifying questions on staff analysis. We'll take public comment, as always, 3 minutes per person. And then we'll come back to the TAC for their discussion and recommendation to the Commission on the deck statement. So that's the process and the sequence. So first up is Shane Kittendorf here? Is there anybody who represents the petitioner on this, from the city of Cape Coral, that wants to speak on this petition? Okay, since there's nobody from Cape Coral to speak on this, Mo, why don't you go ahead and provide us with staff analysis, and then we'll take public comment.
And Jim, share the screen, please. Is Jim, can you share the screen, please?
Working on it, Mo.
Showing, Mo.
No, that's his. That's from his side, not mine.
Okay.
All right. Do you see my screen now?
I do.
All right. So, since the petitioner is not here, so I'm going to merely go over it and provide some specific. As is stated here, we'll be dealing with deck statements DS 2024-002, and the petitioner is Shane Kendroff of City of Cape Coral. He's mainly in his request, he's seeking a declaratory statement to clarify whether, when reviewing the minimum plans review criteria for residential one and two family dwelling project under section 107.3.5 of the 8th edition for the building code, building the inclusion of electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas drawing required to be part of the submittal package. So that's really in general. He does provide some specific information, specific questions, which is there's three questions, so we'll go through those questions at the end. The background, he seems...
Excuse me, Mo. Jim, could you mute Kevin Powell, please? Go ahead, Mo. Sorry.
Shane is a new building official with City of Cape Coral. He's currently working on trying to establish a minimum plans review requirement for electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas. The plan review associated with mainly one and two family dwelling projects. So we're talking about mainly one and two family, and that means we're talking about the for the building code residential, for the residential code. He's provided mainly the concern he has is that when you review section 107.3.5 of the Florida Building Code and go through the minimum plans review for commercial versus residential, you see there is a kind of a difference in the minimum requirement, especially with regard to those subject, the mechanical, electrical, and gas. So, and he also provides for your information and interpretation he got from the Building Official Association of Florida, number 8820, for your review. I hope you had a chance to review the documents, by the way. The Florida Building Code in Chapter 1, as you know, the administrative part for the older code, including the residential code, reside in Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code. So if you want to know the administrative requirements for the code, you come to Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code building. So the governing chapter is Chapter 1 of the Florida Building Code building. So the first thing is we want to look at the section, in this case, 107.2, construction documents. And it says under 107.2.1, information on construction documents. Since the construction documents shall be dimensioned and drawn upon suitable material, electronic media documents are permitted to be submitted but approved by the building official. And it's really, and it provides specific directions that the construction documents shall be of sufficient clarity to indicate the location, nature, and extent of work proposed, and show in detail that it will conform to the provision of this code and relevant laws, rules, regulation as determined by the building official. So it does not really say exception. You don't need to provide anything about mechanical plumbing and gas. It's becoming the responsibility of the building official to make sure that the construction document, it provides the information needed for him to make determination with regard to whether to approve the construction document or not. Then in section 107.3.5, it says minimum plans review criteria. It's minimum. It doesn't say shall be. It doesn't say these are the only things that you really require. So the code tried to say, hey, you know, as a minimum, we wanted to really these to be provided. And it does break it down, commercial, the building, and residential. And for the commercial building, it does, you know, give you a list, a very comprehensive list. And as you see, with regard to the all building systems, including electrical, including plumbing, with the mechanical, including gas. But when it comes to one and two family dwellings, it focuses on the structure of the building, so and the size, so and the fire, and you know, the egress, the life safety. But it doesn't get into, it doesn't give you any kind of list with regard to the mechanical, plumbing, and gas. And so that's really that seems the confusion. And if you look at the residential code, the Florida residential code is a comprehensive code, meaning that it has all the building systems requirements, whether mechanical, plumbing, gas, building. So as you read the chapters, there is specific chapters in mechanical, there is specific requirements for the mechanical system that it has to be met. There is, some of it is prescriptive, some of it is performance, it requires design, calculation. So if you go through it, you will see that there is a very specific requirement for the system. Add to that, there is, you know, if you go, for example, to the energy code, the Florida energy code, which it does have a specific requirement in terms of what should be on the construction document. For example, it requires that the information about the mechanical system design, mechanical system and mechanical and service water heating system and equipment, pipe size and efficiency, duct sealing, duct pipe. So it does require a certain thing in to go, it has to be on the construction document. So, based on all this, you know, in terms of the staff, let's take the questions as given, and that answer was. So the question number one, when reviewing the minimum plan review criteria for residential one and two family dwelling projects under section 107.3.5, is the inclusion of electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas drawing required to be part of the submittal package? So, you know, again, whatever in the requirement for the mechanical, gas, or electrical, they're not different than the requirement for the building system. So, based on that, the answer from the staff, which is mainly a recommendation, the answer to the petitioner question is yes. Pursuant to section R101.1, M1301.1.1, G2401.1, B2601.1, and E34011, which is really all deals about the mechanical, plumbing, and gas, for the building code, residential, 8th edition, 1 and 2 family dwelling projects are required to comply with the electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas requirements of the FPC as applicable. Section 107.3.5 for the Building Code Building, 8th edition, 2023, provides for a minimum list of items that need to be submitted offline in the submittal package. However, The building official has the authority to require additional information necessary to substantiate compliance with the applicable requirements of the FTC. Further, pursuant to Section 107.2.1 for the Building Code, Building 8 Edition 2023, it is the responsibility of the building official to determine that the construction document submitted provides sufficient information and details necessary to show compliance with the electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas requirements of the Florida Building Code, Residential 8 Edition 2023. Question number two. When reviewing minimum plans review criteria for residential 1 and 2 family project under Section 107.3.5, is the inclusion of the electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas minimum plans review criteria required to be enforced? Answer. Please see answer to question number one. I felt like question, answer to question number one does answer this question. Question number three. When reviewing the minimum plan review criteria under Section 107.3.5, is the enforcement of the minimum plan review criteria for electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas able to be omitted by the building official from plan review in association to residential one and two family project? Answer again, at least the answer to question number one. I think the answer is to this question is in chapter, is in the answer to question number one. That's what I have for you. Any question?
Thanks, Mo. Does any TAC member have any clarifying questions, something you don't understand about staff's analysis on the petition and recommendation? All right. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment on this petition at this time?
Bill Belcher.
All right. I'll set the timer for our 3 minutes. Mr. Belcher, if you go ahead and introduce yourself and start your comment.
Bill Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. We disagree with staff's response to question number one. I was present at the commission meetings when these issues were discussed and when these items were decided upon to be put in the code. The mechanical, electrical, plumbing, gas provisions or for plan review requirements were specifically voted to be excluded from the code. I will admit the code does grant the building official the authority to request additional information. However, the code does not require these plans be submitted as part of the submittal package. Nor does the code at any point require a plan review of these systems. The commission, I believe, felt at the time that the codes regulating these systems were clear enough on the items such as where you place electrical outlets, et cetera, that those could be verified by inspectors in the field and did not require a submittal of a set of plans to figure it out. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Joe. Is there anybody else in the public that wishes to comment?
Jeff, this is Jim Schock. I was on mute. I was trying to get off mute when you asked about committee comments.
We haven't done committee comments yet, Jim. We're going to do those after we hear from the public. You have a clarifying question. What I asked for was committee clarifying questions.
Well, I can cover it in comments because the clarification question was a lot along the lines of what Joe was talking about. So I'll wait.
Sure, I'll put you on first for the list. Thanks. Okay, any other members of the public who wish to provide a comment at this time?
Yeah, this is Ron. I have a comment. I'm with Jacobs Engineering Group.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start your name again, and I'll start your time. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Ron with Jacobs Engineering. I'd like to just make the committee aware of the fact that over the past 20-plus years, building departments have not been requiring electrical, plumbing, or mechanical reviews on single-family residents. And this, to interpret this, say that it is now required, is going to put an extra burden on these building departments because most building departments use a building licensed reviewer to do single-family and two-family reviews. If you say these plans are required and now have to be reviewed, you will now have to have a licensed mechanical, licensed electrical, licensed plumbing, a licensed building reviewer to do a single family review, or they would have to have a multifamily review license, which again, the majority of the building departments do not have that at this time, and it would be an extra burden to do that. Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else in the public that wishes to comment? It looks like Tatiana Gust, you'd like to make a comment. Go ahead.
Yes, I will. My name is Tatiana Gust, and I just would like to support what Ron explained. Having the electrical, plumbing, and mechanical drawings being reviewed, and not only that, when inspection comes, and inspectors are ensuring the approved plans need to match to what is on site. Currently, it can be modified to meet code requirements without having to modify plans. So it's an additional extra burden to the permitting process and the inspection process to have these additional documents being part of the single family review process.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yes, Joe Belcher. Could I ask Ron's last name, please? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Ron. COHOWCZ. We do represent
okay.
The
apartments
in the city.
May I
comment? Hold on. Okay. Pete, just hold on. You're on the committee, right? Or no, you're not. Actually.
No.
Go ahead, Pete. Sorry. Go ahead, Pete. Sure.
For the public. I totally agree with staff's recommendation. I believe there is a process in the plan review that prevents mistakes from being made in the field during installation, and an inspector is not necessarily a plan examiner. Thank you.
Thank you, Pete. Is there anybody else in the public that wishes to comment? All right. Hearing no further public comment, we're closed to public comment. We will now go back to the Technical Advisory Committee for their questions, discussion, and then decision. I'm going to start with Jim Schock, but just to lay out the options in front of you. Obviously, if you agree with staff's analysis, your motion would be that the Code Administration TAC would recommend that the Commission adopt staff's analysis regarding the questions presented in the petition. If you don't, then you would need to come up with an alternative answer to the questions. All right, Mr. Schock, Jim?
Yeah, I think part of the problem here in the confusion is the term is used as plan review for plans. I think it's pretty common practice throughout the state that MEP drawings for 1- and 2-family dwellings are generally not required. It doesn't mean that the electrical MEP information on the energy submission portion is not provided. It just means that there aren't any drawings per se to review. And that's the way it's pretty much done around the state, I believe. The building official does have the discretion to require it, so this becomes more of a jurisdictional evaluation and what the jurisdiction wants to require. I don't think, though, that it needs to be a requirement to have the plans reviewed by the MEP. Most jurisdictions, the inspector in the field handles the Florida Building Code requirements for the typical single-family dwelling. As a building official, if I was looking at a $5 million house that had commercial-type systems in it, yeah, I might require it for something like that, but typically I would not. So I basically agree with what Joe was talking about earlier, and disagree a little bit with what the wording of the answer is here. I didn't have a substitute wording at this time, though.
Okay. TAC members, further discussion?
Shane Gerwig.
Shane, go ahead.
I definitely do appreciate it. You know, basically, you know, whenever he's looking at this right here, this definitely would add complexity to building departments. I believe one of the folks that provided public comment kind of went into that in detail. So I'm not really going to go there because it's not really consistent with the way that a lot of building departments do it. I really think that the intention of the code here is to go back to that 107.3.5 and use the requirements under the minimum plan review to base your plan review off of. Okay, so if the designer feels compelled to put additional information in those plans, really, I think building departments should really be focused on the list in 107.3.5. And there's a couple other requirements kind of scattered through the code as far as there's concerns as well. But another thing is, too, and if that building official wants more information to determine compliance, that's his or her prerogative as far as there's concerned. I don't think that we necessarily need a blanket statement to be able to go down that road, because I think the language in the code is really clear on this. So it does two things. It establishes that minimum plan review, but it also gives the building official the authority to ask for more information if necessary. So I'm kind of at, like with Commissioner Schock was as well too. It's kind of difficult to kind of put the wording to craft a motion, but I mean if it's up to the chairman. If the chairman if the chairman's inclined, I can try to put something together.
This is Mo Madani. Is this okay with the group if I have a chance to say something?
Go ahead, Mo.
I understand what really you guys are saying, and I, you know, Joe Belcher and Jim Chang and all that, I was one of the group too at these meetings and all that, so it's more of a, I understand what you're talking about, but when you come out and say the plan should not have any information with regard to these subjects, you know, whose responsibility then to make the determination whether the house or the building as built meet the code? As you know, whether the plumbing system, whether the mechanical system, there's a lot of performance requirements in that code. So whose responsibility to make the determination? Is it the builder or the building official, or how is the building official gonna inspect for something that he has not received information on? I struggled with it. I tried to understand, you know, why, you know, do I say no? Do I say the answer to the question is no? If I say no, then, well, yeah, hey, you know, no electrical, no plumbing mechanicals need to be on the plan, period. And that's what you're saying? Now, let me finish.
Yeah, sorry.
That's really what I struggled with. I could not say no. Now, based on what I heard, if I want to change this answer, then I will, you know, let's say, for example, another option. I could say the answer to the petitioner question is no. But however, I would keep the language. However, the building official has the authority to require additional information necessary on this subject, necessary to substantiates compliance with the applicable requirements of the RPC. Because if you read 107.2.1, it says, hey, you, the building official, it's your responsibility to make sure that the plan is comprehensive and it does meet the requirements of the code. So how is the building official going to determine from the plans that it met the code when he doesn't have the, when we say he doesn't have the authority to require that in the plan? So it's kind of, You're getting into a difficult subject here, so I understand where you're coming from, guys. I've been there, but you know.
Hey,
anyway.
Jeff.
Okay, who wanted to speak?
Jeff, this is.
Yeah, we're only taking comments from TAC members. Sorry. Yes, Shane, go ahead.
Hey, Mo, could you do me a favor? Because I liked the road you was going down with that proposed alternate motion there to be able to say no, but the building official has the authority. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I can revise it now for you here. We can say no, and we can change it to no. Let's see.
Might make a suggestion, Mo. I think what you're going to go with is however the building official has the authority to require. But you could also add something along the lines of however the owner and or builder, however that should be framed, of a one- and two-story family project is required to comply with the electrical, plumbing, and mechanical and gas requirements of the code as applicable, and then the building official has the authority.
Let's do this here. So we can take this LDAS out and... we can say here. However, the building official has the authority to require additional information on the subject of concern.
Well, let's finish. I have a question.
Sure. Necessary to substantiate compliance with the applicable requirements of the FCC. Further, pursuant to Section 107, blah, 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 it is the responsibility of the building official to determine that the construction document submittal provides sufficient information and detail necessary to show compliance with the electric. That's really, if you want to go this way, try something else, it's fine.
Okay, so Mo, one second, Shane, I want to clarify with Mo the motion or what the proposal is, and then Commissioner Brown has something as well, and I think Michael wants to speak. So what you're suggesting, Mo, is that the language be revised to say no, however the building official has the authority to require additional information on the subject of concern, and then the remainder of the language that's already there in that last paragraph would be what you're suggesting.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Commissioner Brown, and then Michael, and then Shane.
I'm concerned about where we're going with this. The fundamental question is what does the code say? And if Mo's original answer was his opinion of what the code actually says, now if we change that, we're actually raising the question, does the code need to be changed? So I'm concerned about whether or not we are.
I don't think we're changing the code, Mr. Chairman, but I'm going to let Mo respond. Go ahead, Mo.
I think the key to this one, I think the issue here in terms of which concerns Joe and everybody, is that the minimum blend criteria, when reviewing minimum blend review criteria for a project under Section is the inclusion of electrical. The issue here is the drawing. You know, what I'm saying, I think that's what concerned Joe, and that's what Senator said. Hey, you know, now we want to have a debate of the plans to show the schematic and the drawing and everything. So it just says here, it's specific to the drawing, but it's still, what we're saying is that still you have, you know, the building official, if he feels that whatever provided in the plans is not sufficient, he still can ask for additional information with regard to the subject.
Begs another question, and that is there is discretion in the code for a building official to require more than articulated there. Does the building official similarly have discretion to require less than what it's called for? What's the answer to that?
That's why we could not answer those other questions. I think that's why I would not be able to answer a question that says, do I need to ignore this? It says, like, one of the questions is that when reviewing the minimum plans review under Section 107, is the enforcement of the minimum plans review criteria for electrical, plumbing, and gas able to be omitted? It's no way to tell the building official, hey, don't, you know, you don't need to worry about these provisions. So I don't think we can answer these questions anymore. So,
Jeff, I've got a list here. So it's Michael, Shane, and then Jim.
Yes, Jeff,
Michael Garcia, go ahead.
Thank you, Jeff. I totally agree with staff's initial opinion. There's no way that a building department or a building official can verify that there's compliance if they don't have something to look at. I mean, here in Broward County, we have a more stringent requirement. I believe also Miami-Dade, but I can't speak for Miami-Dade. We require MEPs to be turned in also with the initial package. To say you can't ask for drawings or can't have drawings to see what's going on, how do you verify compliance? I mean, how do you know the energy code is being met? How do you know the electrical is being done? The boxes that are in oversized the service or undersized or anything. I mean, to say they don't need drawings is absurd. And I agree with Commissioner Brown also. I think we're setting a precedence, but that's just my opinion.
Okay, Shane?
Very good. No, I appreciate putting all that stuff back together. You know, folks, let's not, you know, we want to make sure that we're really looking at what's going on here. You know, the question is whether they have to be submitted or not. And if we require the submission and we require that they are reviewed under that, building departments throughout Florida, Broward County may already be set up this way, but building departments throughout Florida are not set up to be able to convert to this based on the declaratory statement with the original language that staff has put in. You know, I've been a building official for a large jurisdiction here in Central Florida. I've been a building official for medium-sized jurisdictions, and I've been a building official for a few different smaller jurisdictions as far as AFAIR is concerned. No matter if you're a small, medium, or large jurisdiction, if you are not set up for this right here, which most of them are not, we're not going to be able to do anything different. It's going to add complexity to the process, and we're not going to wind up with a safer building. So I really think that we focus on perhaps Moe's revised a little bit as far as that's concerned. I know that we had one more another TAC member that wanted to provide some input and everything.
Well, we've got several actually, but go ahead.
Okay, but I'm ready to make a motion at any point.
Okay, well, you're always free to do that. But what we have Jim and Tim on the list right now.
Okay. Are you acknowledging me, Jeff?
I am. Yes.
Okay. I'd like to propose a sort of an alternative motion, and that is that this question cannot be answered because it is a local jurisdictional and building official decision, and then not answer the question and let it go at that. Because I think that is the answer. It is a local jurisdictional call.
Is it, Jim? Is it?
Wait, one second, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I had. I've just thrown that out there as a possible alternative.
Okay. So what you're suggesting is that the answer is that these questions cannot be answered. It's not the proper format for a declaratory statement because these are required. These should be answered by the local. It's a local jurisdictional decision, and should not be answered by the building commission or something like that.
Correct.
I think Mo could craft that. Okay. Tim, you wanted to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I completely agree with Jim on this, and basically because there is a part of the code that allows a building official to waive the submission of documents, the exception to 107.1. So I do think it's totally a building official decision depending on jurisdiction.
Okay. Mo, did you want to say something? You were going to ask a question or comment.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
you...
I think the issue here is not really, are we talking about submittal or are we talking about compliance with the code? If you say it's up to the local jurisdiction, are we saying to the local jurisdiction, hey, you know, you don't need to inspect or review for electrical, plumbing, and gas? That's really, although it's in the code, there's code requirements, but I think you're giving a message saying, hey, you don't need to comply with these. Although they're in the code, but you don't need to comply with them. That's what, if you say what you're saying, you're giving a message that, I think really you need to focus on the subject matter, is the drawing. But still, somewhere, let's say for example, we're not going to require drawings. How is the building official, who's going to determine that the house as built meets the code requirements? Are we saying to the local jurisdiction, you still have to inspect and make sure the load for this electrical load is fine, the water distribution system is designed as required, the pressure is fine? How is, you know what I'm saying to you? I think if you answer this question the way you want to answer it, you're giving a message to the local jurisdiction. It's up to you whether you want to
you know, really inspect for the plumbing or electrical or the gas. You know, that's what you're going to, I would rather not give an answer. Yeah, and don't leave it to the local, because that's why you're saying, hey, you know, although it's a minimum requirement in the code, but we can tell you that, hey, you don't need to comply with it. Neither the building official nor the contractor. If you say the contractor, hey, you know, the commission said you don't need to meet any of these requirements, so why are you asking me to show you stuff about electrical or show you, you know, diagrams or any information about the gas requirements?
So, just to clarify what Commissioner Schock was proposing, in essence, and, you know, Justin, I can clean this up, but it's not a proper question for a deck statement and can't be answered because the questions address issues that are under the purview of local jurisdictional authority, something like that. Is that kind of what you're saying, Jim?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting that they don't have to comply with the code. Most jurisdictions comply with the code, but they do it at a different level. They don't. For a single-family MEP, oftentimes building officials and jurisdictions will rely on their inspectors who are licensed and are in the field and looking at the work to see that it's compliant, not necessarily a drawing.
Hey, Jim, is this
Wait, one second. Yeah.
Let me say, if we don't want to answer the question, this does not answer it. Say, The question as asked is general in nature, and the answer is not possible. Leave it at that. Don't go into, give it to the local jurisdiction discretion whether they want to do it or not. Let them come back with the specific. Let them get specific situation if you feel like, you know, that's my concern, giving a general answer. You know, if you feel that question is general, just say, hey, the question is general in nature, and the answer is not possible, leave it that.
Okay, so we have Bob and Tim still on the list.
Ready for me, Jeff?
I'm ready for you. Go ahead, Bob.
Thank you. Okay. I was fine with the original answer staff had, but I can see what Jim's stating. And I can see Mo's last thing very well, too, that it is too general, you know. But there are a lot of jurisdictions that do plan review. Maybe not in North Florida, but the bigger jurisdictions in South Florida, I believe you will be submitting them. Just my thoughts at this stage, you know, I can see all sides of this, and it's a tough one. But I think if we just say no, we're kicking the can down the road for future deck statements from every local building department.
Okay.
My thoughts.
Tim, oh, sorry. Tim, are your hand still up? Did you want to speak again?
No, speaking to me, Jeff?
Yes, Tim.
Yeah, no one said anything about, you know, not getting compliance with the code. We do it every day for single-family dwellings. We don't require electrical drawings, and we do the inspections every day on. And I just feel like the building official can make that decision. That's why he has a position, and he can require them or not. I really think it's up to the building official.
Okay, so let me summarize. We have essentially four options on the table that have been articulated so far. One is to go with staff's answer. The answer is yes. The second is to go with no and the revised explanation why that is. The third is to go with something along the lines, it's not a proper question, and it's within the purview of local jurisdictional authority. And then the fourth is that the questions are general in nature and can't be answered. So those are the four things that have been discussed as possible actions or recommendations to the commission. So TAC members, based on the discussions.
Quick question. Wasn't basically this question was based on master plans? Should that be a part of it?
No, that's not a master plan. That's specific to a specific site, specific project.
Okay, I was thinking the question was master plans, but it would apply to everything in my view.
Okay. All right, so given those options and the discussion and kind of where the TAC is leaning, is there a TAC member who would like to make a motion regarding this? Jim?
I could live with either your third or fourth motion, either one. I kind of like the third. I think it is should be recognized that it's a jurisdictional thing, but so I would go with the language. I'll make a motion to go with the language that Jeff, that you had read out for that item number three, for number three.
Okay, and so Justin would need to properly frame this, because, you know, but in essence, that it's not a proper question for a deck statement and can't be answered, or it could just be that it can't be answered because the questions address issues. Maybe that's what it should say, that these questions cannot be answered because the questions address issues under the purview of local jurisdictional authority. Maybe that's the safer one.
Okay, before he makes the motion on that, this is Shane. I don't like the word local jurisdictional authority. I like the word local building official.
I'm okay with that.
All right, we'll call that a friendly amendment then, local building official. All right, Jim, so is that your motion, Jim?
Yeah, read it one more time again.
All right. The questions can't be answered because they address issues under the purview of the local building official.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I second Jim's motion.
Okay, is any discussion on the motion? Okay, Chairman Brown, go ahead.
I don't like where we're going here. We either have a building code or we don't. The building code either says something or it doesn't. I think we're, if staff analysis, if Moe's analysis originally was articulating what the code actually says, then I just got some heartburn about backing off of that. Maybe the fourth option might have been the better option, to just say that we can't answer it as it's presented, and let them make another refinement of the question that they're asking. But I just don't like ignoring what the code actually says.
All right, so Commissioner Brown, what you're suggesting is the questions are general in nature and can't be answered. So just so procedurally, here's our choices. We continue to discuss the motion that we have and vote on it, or if you wanted to offer a substitute motion, which would be the questions are general in nature and can't be answered, if that gets seconded, we'll discuss it. If it passes, that becomes the answer. If it doesn't, we revert back to the other motion, the original motion, which is they can't be answered because they're under the purview of the local building official. So I'm just going to lay out your choices so that you know what your choices are.
Well, I have tremendous respect for Commissioner Schott, but I would offer a substitute motion to take the fourth option, and that is the questions are general in nature and we can't answer it rather than I'll just leave it at that. That would be my motion, that we use option four.
Commissioner Brown has offered a substitute motion that the questions are general in nature and can't be answered. Is there a second to that?
Ross Hill, second.
We have a motion and a second on the substitute motion. You can discuss either of the two motions at this time, or, you know, and then we'll vote on the substitute. Any discussion on the motions? Tim, I don't know if your hand is up or whether it's just a relic.
My hand's not up. Maybe it's
okay.
Just left over.
Yeah, it's just showing up. Okay. All right.
Jeff?
Yeah. Yes, we're having a discussion.
Yeah, my only discussion point would be I'm good with either way, except I think talking about the jurisdictional authority, I still kind of like that idea because I think it's important that they understand that this is – the enforcement of the building code is really done at the local level, and I think that's pretty standard everywhere. So I'm still sort of leaning toward three better than four. But
okay. Just put me on just after everybody if you want. Just I need to say something.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Shane Gerwig for discussion.
Yes, Shane.
I know that we've beat this thing to death and everything like that there, but let's actually look at the original question. It says, when reviewing the minimum plan review criteria for residential projects under Section 107.3.5. It's very specific in the section that they're asking the question here about. And then it says, is the inclusion of electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas drawings required to be a part of the submittal package? If you look at the text of that specific, very specific section, it says 107.3.5. If you really want to get specific with this, the answer is no, because 107.3.5 does not require the inclusion of the electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and gas drawings. However, there might be other loose areas scattered throughout other provisions of the code that may. So this has become super complicated and everything like that there. So we just want to make sure that we dial back into the specific question that was asked.
Okay. So listen, folks, we've sort of talked this through quite a bit. I think we've got a substitute motion on the table, and then we have, if that doesn't pass, we revert back to the other motion, both of which are not answering the question, one with a little more detail than the other, but there are some, I guess, Tim, you put your hand back up again, correct? And then Mo wants to speak as well.
I just wanted to agree with Jim. I just feel like we need to mention, you know, it's up to the local building official. And that is the code. You know, that's a code section. It's up to that person, because every project is different. That's why it's there.
Okay. So, and those of you who want that in there would vote no on the substitute motion, and then, you know, when we come to the next motion, we will, then you would vote yes, just so there's no confusion. But the substitute motion will be what's voted on first. Mo, you're up.
Yeah. I think you want to be careful, guys. The reason for that is the word drawings here. I've heard from you, well, if it's a complex project, sure, you want to require it. If it's not, maybe not. Well, if you answer the question the way you're trying to answer it based on leave it to the building officials, then you are really not giving a very clear message. I think this needs to be sent back for specific information. How complex is the project? What are we dealing with? You know, so that you can answer the question in a clear manner. At this point, going with the option with regard to leave it to the building official is not really a good answer, because we don't know the specifics. I think if you go with the language, what really...
So you're speaking to the substitute.
Yes, because that way, hey, you know, we don't have enough information, because you don't want to also... You know, for those local jurisdictions that they are doing the right thing and working on that and doing plans and all that, you don't want to create a problem for them. Say, hey, the commission said, hey, we don't, you know, you could give a message that's not really the right one. So I think, you know, yeah,
I think that you've made it extremely clear. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just do a vote by voice call. You'll say yes or no. You're voting right now on the substitute motion, which is the questions are general in nature and can't be answered. Chairman Brown, yes or no?
Yes.
Bob Boyer?
Yes.
Shane Gerwig?
No.
Michael Garacio?
Yes.
Kyle Sawchuk?
Yes.
Jim Schock. Jim, are you muted or are you still here? Still here.
I had no, Jeff. I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. And then Tim.
No.
All right. So the vote is 4-3, so it fails. It would take a 6-1 is what it's going to require to reach 75%, just for informational purposes. So we didn't make that one. Going back to the substitute motion, which is the questions can't be answered because the questions address issues under the purview of local buildings of a local building official. Is there any further discussion before I do a voice count on that? All right. Then Chairman Brown, yes or no on this?
No.
Bob Boyer, yes or no?
No.
Jane Gerwig, yes or no?
Yes.
Michael Garacio, yes or no?
No.
Kyle Sawchuk, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Schock, yes or no?
Yes.
Commissioner Tolbert, yes or no?
Yes.
All right, well, as you would expect, that was also a 4-3 vote and also fails. Therefore, we don't have a viable motion on the table, but we need to make a recommendation to the commission. So does anybody have a suggestion for, I mean, you can see the split, and with seven members, in order to achieve a 75%, we'd have to have only one person voting against the motion. 6-1 is the threshold. 5-2 does not pass. It only makes 71%. So that's where we're at. And thoughts? Yes, Mike?
Did anybody make a motion on a second option that was written as revised?
Not yet. And that, no. That would be to say no, that however the building official has authority, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey Jeff, this is Justin Vogel. It's been a while since we've had some of these close calls, but I was looking at our sort of cheat sheet for the requirements for declaratory statements. I thought that the threshold for voting was 51%. Is it different for the tax, do you recall?
That's a good point, but this is like, I do remember putting that chart together, but I don't recall exactly why that is. It was seen as some kind of a quasi-judicial, I mean, not exactly the right word for that process, because somehow it was not within the 75%, but I'm going to leave that to you as a legal question, Justin. Is the commission's requirement, if the commission's requirement is simple majority on this, then that would apply to the tax, I would believe.
I think so too. That was my understanding. I can't recollect any reason that the TAC would be different in this case. I know it's different when it comes to code amendments and modifications, but I don't think that there was an issue there being a difference with declaratory statements.
Jeff,
this is Jim Schock here. I remember a discussion that was done for the TAC to lower the supermajority because it was such a high bar with the small tax.
Yeah, that was only for the when the tax decision making threshold is still 75%, except when we're doing anything that's code related. Code amendments is 2/3 for the tax. So that was why that was done.
Sure, okay.
This is more of one of those unusual procedural ones, and I'm looking at the chart that I had put together a long time ago, and for deck statements, I think the legal opinion at the time was that was a 51%. So that was, if that's the case, then I apologize for not recalling that, because it's like the only exception to that, other than the 2/3 on code stuff that one we're aware of. So, given that, the original, the substitute motion would have passed on a 4-3 vote, which is the questions in general nature and can't be answered. So that passed. So I apologize for that. Thanks, Justin, for recalling that. So that's where we sit. Unless someone wants to make a motion to reconsider, we're going to move on to the next one, and I apologize for not recalling that requirement for the deck statement exception, if you will. Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
With the substitute motion having passed for all of us to consider, that does put us back into a place where they can reframe the question, and we still may get the opportunity to answer this question, and maybe they will ask the question with greater clarity, and we can feel better about that. I think if the rule is that it was a majority vote, then we move on to the next issue.
Yes, sir. I think that's accurate, and it was a 4-3 vote, and so therefore that substitute motion passed, and that's what the recommendation from the code admin TAC to the commission will be. The questions are general in nature and can't be answered, and that's that. And they can provide specific information on a specific thing if they want to go further with it. Okay.
I did confirm. It is upon a majority of the committee members.
Yeah. I knew if it was the commission, it was the TAC. It's the only exception we have other than the statutory change for two-thirds for the TAC for code amendments only. But thanks for remembering that. It hasn't come up in a long time. Normally we get like 100%. So
I think it's actually a majority of the commission as well is what it seems to say.
Yeah, yes, it is. I was just saying the majority for the commission is also the majority for the TAC. It's the only exception that we have except for the two-thirds for code stuff for the TAC to the 75% requirement. Okay, we're going to move on to our next deck statement, which is DS 2024-010 by Tatiana Gust of Elite Permits. Process will be the same. The petitioner will have up to 5 minutes. I'll give warnings at the appropriate times, but we're staying on the five-minute limit. TAC members have any clarifying questions, the petitioner, they can ask them. In this case, Justin will provide the staff's analysis on the petition. Any TAC members have any questions on that, and then we'll have discussion and recommendation to the commission on the deck statement. All right. Tatiana, Gus, would you like to speak, please? You're on mute.
Yes. Good morning. I actually would like to withdraw the petition at this time to rephrase the question in a different manner because I don't believe it is clear to the intent that I want to present the petition.
All right. So you're withdrawing your petition.
And I will come back with a redrawn petition.
Okay. And Justin, my understanding is since the TAC has not heard this yet, the petitioner certainly has the right to withdraw it. No actions needed by the TAC. I just want to confirm that with you.
Ultimately, the commission will have to vote to accept the withdrawal, but the TAC, I think that it can take action or not. It shouldn't really be relevant.
Okay. Well, maybe if the TAC feels that that makes sense, a recommendation to the commission to accept the withdrawal could be offered.
Yeah, that would make sense.
I'll move that, Jeff. Withdraw at the petitioner's request.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second and a third that the code administration TAC recommends the commission accept the withdrawal of the petition to allow the petitioner to revise or recraft their petition. Is there any discussion on that? Commissioner Brown, you want to call the motion, feel free.
Yes. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. So the motion passes.
Okay.
Go ahead. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is other TAC business. Is there any other TAC business that we need to take up today?
No, thank you.
I'm sorry, did someone have something?
No, I said no. Okay.
The next item on the agenda is public comment. Jeff, you want to call for public comment?
Sure. Is there anybody who wishes to comment at this time from the public?
Yeah, this is Pete Quintella. I'd like to, just for information, the conversation that was discussing earlier regarding the deck statement mentioned that people were mentioning where the building inspector go in the field and determine whether that's adequate and compliance with the code. The whole purpose of having building code administrators, plan examiners, and inspectors is so that each one of them has their different duty to perform. I don't think that a building code administrator board anticipated having an inspector be in the field to determine code requirements to be required by according to plans, if there's no plans. So there is a building code administrator requirement for a residential plan examiner. So I think that speaks for itself. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Pete. Any other members of the public wish to comment? Turn it back to you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, it's time for members and staff comments. Are there any members or staff that want to comment on anything?
Staff, thank you very much for your taking the time to be, you know, to work on this one. Thank you.
And we thank the staff. A lot of effort goes into these things. Any other member of the TAC or the staff have any comments? If there's no further comments, then we will be to the next item on the agenda, which is adjournment. So no one else has anything to say, then we will stand adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.